Another idea that's thrown around as a potential resolution to the war in Afghanistan is talking to the Taliban. But what does that really mean? Michael Semple has tried to think through that idea. He's worked in Afghanistan for more than 20 years in development and is now a fellow at Harvard's Carr Center for Human Rights.
Broadly, there are two sets of approaches to talking to the Taliban. One is within the realm of counterinsurgency, and other is in the realm of politics. There's a lot of thinking going on both of them. I rather favor shifting towards doing it through politics.
And when you say that, do you mean bringing the Taliban into Afghanistan's political mainstream as perhaps a political party?
It's first of all recognizing that the Taliban are part of Afghanistan's political reality. And at the moment, their movement is, you know, the key force in the armed struggle against the government. They do include many people who've, you know, played a political role in the past. And as far as I can see it, the only way forward to stability in Afghanistan is when they get out of the armed struggle and into the political process.
How do you do this without selling out the existing Afghan allies? I mean, if one can consider Hamid Karzai an existing ally.
If you just, first of all, sort of step back a bit and look at the overall political logic about what, you know, what everybody's talking about, you know, what actually unites, you know, Hamid Karzai and other parts of the Afghan political elite, President Barack Obama and the leaders of the Western countries who've got troops in Afghanistan, and, you know, Mullah Omar and the other leading insurgents. What unites these three apparently very different sets is they all want an end to the Western combat mission in Afghanistan. So we're not talking about a zero-sum game. We're talking about, ostensibly, in terms of what they say thereafter, everybody being broadly after the same thing. You know, in terms of the broad picture, there is hope for coming up with some kind of accommodation between these different protagonists without necessarily selling out on fundamental goals.
Is that kind of the theme that the U.S. would approach the Taliban with? Look, you guys know that you want us out of here, and so this is what you have in common. You should unite over that. I mean, that seems like a weird thing for the U.S. to be saying.
Well, I think that I don't think the U.S. is going to sort of, whenever they do talk to the Taliban, is going to put it quite that way. I use this just to encourage people to say that actually engagement is not futile. It serves a purpose. I think that whenever there is some kind of engagement between the U.S. and the Taliban, the U.S. will first of all spell out its, you know, real bottom line, which is wanting to ensure that there are concrete guarantees that Al-Qaeda or no other terrorist group should be able to use Afghanistan for subverting international security. And let's say, that's basically our bottom line.
How do you get the Taliban, though, to agree to that bottom line? How do you go about separating Al-Qaeda from the Taliban when the ethical code of the Taliban says you must protect someone who's asked you for protection?
I think the top leadership of the Taliban, while at the moment they clearly have a strong working relationship with Al-Qaeda, the political ones amongst them are well aware of the cost which they incur by the continued association with Al-Qaeda. So the challenge of separating them is basically giving them the chance and seeing if they take it. They have to use the rhetoric in Afghanistan. They have this wonderful ability to come up with extremely convincing moral cases to justify the action that politically they've decided they have to take. When the circumstances are right and the Taliban are ready for this decisive break with Al-Qaeda, they will present a wonderful case which demonstrates it is their jihadi duty to do so.
Why do you think the Taliban would want to talk now when it seems they're doing pretty well?
Unfortunately, there already has been a military escalation on all sides, there are very different assessments as to quite where they will get to in this. the alignment of the stars is not actually right for the full negotiated settlement to happen just now. I think that we are some distance away from near a negotiated settlement with either a large large chunk of the Taliban or with the whole movement. That's not to say it is still important to keep alive the prospect of achieving this, but I think that more things are going to play out on the battlefield before we actually see real progress in negotiations.
Michael Semple, a fellow at Harvard's Carr Center for Human Rights, thank you very much for your time indeed.
Take care.